Action on the Way Next this morning, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Welcome into a community connection this morning. As advertised, we get to talk United Way and a few things, I guess. First of all, for United Way update, what's going on? How are we doing?
We are good. We are still trying to reach our $2.3 million goal, and we're actually doing some new exciting things in the community to help us get to that goal.
Okay.
If you looked at our Facebook this morning, we actually are doing a text to give. Our past board president, Sarah Freeman, was on there.
And once a president, always a president.
Exactly. Yeah. Big advocate.
No Secret Service protection, but always a president.
Yes. So we are doing a text to give, and you simply text BREW, B-R-U-W, to 41444, and then you can give right there. And so we are trying to get 20 people to give $20.
That sounds like a very reachable deal.
Yeah. So we're
pick up your phone right, if you're not driving, pick up the phone right now. Go to your, to however you send a text, depending on your phone's operating system.
Yes.
Type in
41444.
And then the text four letters.
BRUW.
And that's $10. That's $20.
Yeah. So it'll direct you to a page, and you don't have to give 20. You can give 30. You can give 40. You can give 10. But we're trying to get 20 people.
Sherry Smith, I didn't have your microphone on. What did you say, Sherry?
I said you could give 1,000.
You could.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, and so then we're also doing some downtown businesses. If you go downtown, you go to Moxie, Sugarica, Tape Boy Tires, you'll see change buckets, and it's called Change for a Change. Mm-hmm. And so if you have some change to spare, just put it in there, and it'll make a difference in our community.
Who doesn't have pennies, nickels, quarters,
exactly,
and dimes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're telling people, can we count you in because of the change? So, yeah.
Sherry, they're getting funny. They're getting funny.
We have a good group this morning.
Which is good. We want to make it fun to give, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, again, the fun drive continues, and
yes,
the sooner you reach that $2.3 million goal, the sooner we can shut up about it.
Exactly, and we can celebrate, and we can help our awesome organizations like the Salvation Army and Agape Mission.
Okay, well, we get to a relatively new face and voice for the Salvation Army,
yes,
in just a moment. Let's go ahead, since I said that and we've already heard from Sherry, make the introductions for me. Why don't you go ahead, and since you know him better than I do.
Okay, well, this is Ian Carr, and you said you're from Broken Arrow, correct?
That was where we were last. I'm from Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay, he's from Canada.
I say this with a smile on my face, and I mean it. Welcome to the U.S., but Canada sounds like a good place to have been from.
Yeah, we've been here. This is my 10th year here, but we were in Broken Arrow before this for the Salvation Army, and then San Antonio before that.
The nice thing is it's a worldwide mission.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same and kind of different everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we talked locally as far as the needs, particularly on this. Right now, we're looking at United Way funding, dollars that fund the programs like your after-school program that are so importantly dependent upon United Way dollars, right?
Yes. This year, we did just under 7,000 children. If you look at how many came through the building on a day-to-day with food, and that's our summer program where we're able to feed them with USDA funding. We're able to give them education, spiritual upbringing, and a little bit of a Salvation Army sort of twist on like a scout program, where we teach them some life skills, some team building, some things like that, just to get them exposed to different opportunities in life. We feel like if they can come and we can give them something that they might find that they have an aptitude for or they're good at, if you as a kid can find something that you're good at, it can make you successful in things that you're struggling with in school, in social, in your socialness. And if we can just give all the different opportunities, the United Way helps us not worry about the overhead of that. so the kids can come and have different chances to try different things.
And I think it's great if you can find that thing that they're good at. Mm-hmm. I want to open that door a little bit further because I think it also applies if they have fun with it. If they like it, then they likely will
That's the
be good
part.
At it. Yeah. You know, I think for it, just to me, as I look at it, two things for when you're introduced to anything new. Number one, it's fun. Number two, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. An example being, we're trying to get a sort of very basic music conservatory going. We've got a couple of like plastic instruments that mm-hmm. kids can play around and not worry about them very much. And
I think, as I recall from a prior conversation, and please forgive me because I've slept since then. Mm-hmm. I think you had some recorders and some other learning type instruments, right?
We're really fortunate to have the woman who runs the music store over by Hobby Lobby come and work with the kids with recorders and violins throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army has a long history of brass, and my wife and I are both longtime Salvationists, and so we're bringing another step of that, another opportunity, brass and guitar and keyboard and all that stuff.
As a former clarinet major, I'm happy to all you brass people do what it is that you do, but reed instruments are also important.
Somebody donated a clarinet, and my wife actually brought it home and started squeaking on it last night to try and figure it out to teach kids. So
that will be a fun process for all concerned.
Yeah.
you know, you do so many wonderful things, and I think the part that the United Way has a great hand in is that mission to youth. Your doors are open 6 days a week for the kids, am I right?
Monday to Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 days a week. I mean, they can come on Sunday, but that's not part of the United Way program.
It's a different program.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as what this, just to get a little bit to know about you guys, because mm-hmm. you are, again, newest faces of the United Way programs that we talk about, you say you were recently from Broken Arrow?
Yeah, my wife and I served, they transfer us around in the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. 2 years in Broken Arrow and 2 years in San Antonio before that, and got three kids, and I'm a fifth generation, she's a fourth generation Salvationist, so we've kind of been in the culture for a long time, mm-hmm. and learning the culture of what that is here.
and while it's mostly the same, there are, I'm sure, some local variations.
Yes, yeah, very much so. Yeah.
And for the audience's viewpoint, I think it's important that we mention that you have about 1-month-old twins at your house.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an adventure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And of course, fundraising always important mm-hmm. for any church-related mission, but the United Way dollars that are part of what you do, they add so much to what you are able to do with the young people.
Yes. I mean, we're going into Christmas. It's our big fundraiser. We've got like a big dinner coming up, but that's only going to go so far to do what we want to do in the community and with where we are in the community. And so the United Way actually provides a good chunk of our budget to work with the kids throughout the year, and we couldn't get by without it. It's the end of our fiscal year, and I've been going through it with a fine tooth comb, and we couldn't get by without it.
Well, and I try to stay mostly United Way focused on our programs mm-hmm. for the United Way, but as long as you open the door, the red kettles will be out soon, and you need volunteers.
Yes, very much so. The first day of kettles is going to be the 17th. Our kickoff is on the 9th at the Adams Street Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, but
right.
The 17th of November is when they all start making the noise.
And I know there are several organizations that are perennial helpers, but it's
so many. It's amazing how many people have called me. Are you ready for me to volunteer yet? Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
How many hours can I put you down for?
How many do you want to?
We'll talk later. I think it's such important that you need volunteers, mm-hmm. and something else that is very well supported locally, and I'm sure it has been everywhere else you go as well, as far as the Angel Tree program as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's we just finished our initial intake, which is sort of all of the ones that have families with kids. We also help our Silver Angels, which are seniors, and we also help disabled people, and so that's what we're doing right now, but getting those all set up. But that starts the 15th is when we're kicking that off at the hospital.
And I know the children part of it is very well publicized, mm. but rarely do we hear much about the Silver Angels. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's an interesting program. We have a senior program at the Salvation Army that has most of them have this need, but so far we've had several come in and ask to sign up. So there's people that know about it. If you're a senior and you need something, usually it's like blankets or kitchen utensils, pots, pans, things like that, clothes, somebody asked for a tracksuit, come on by, give us a call, and we'll get you set up.
Okay. Well, it's such an important thing that goes on around here. And again, for the kids, you know, could stop by a couple locations. Mm-hmm. I know you have trees at the hospital. You have trees at Walmart. You may have other trees that I don't know about.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for people to pick up a card, mm-hmm. Christmas tree, angel type shaped, and it's got information on boy, girl, age 13, whatever it might be and what they might be looking for.
Yep. And if you're a business or a small business and you want to have your employees, they do competitions and stuff, we'll bring you a bundle of 5 or 10. And it's really, it's a great opportunity to kind of come together as a staff. We've had a lot of people do it in our last appointment and they enjoyed it. And it was successful and the kids got some great Christmases because of it.
If people would like to volunteer to ring bells, mm-hmm. either as their organization or individuals, let's get a phone number or something out
here. The easiest thing to do right now is call my cell phone, because as we're going around, Christmas being next to my phone is a little tough. So 918-841-1425.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you and the family have done already in Bartlesville. And you're relatively new. So, you know, we'll talk again in a year and talk about all the great things that I actually have done under your leadership.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. Again, one way that your United Way dollars do what they do in the community is through the Salvation Army. And you can direct your gift, if you like, directly to the Salvation Army. Or, of course, let the United Way use the dollars as appropriate. We will continue on a community connection coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Well, you've already actually heard from her off mic a little bit this morning. She's been doing, serving up great things in Bartlesville for a while in a new building now. And Sherry Smith in from Agape Mission. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut.
Don't.
yes, we're in our new building. We're fixing to start our third week. We've been in there 2 full weeks. Let me just tell you, it's wonderful. I go back down to the old building because there's little things that I'm still trying to get out. And it's like, oh, I don't know how we ever got all this stuff and how we ever did it down here. But, you know, good Lord makes a way. And we did. But we're so thankful for our new building. Our numbers is dramatically increasing. In fact, on Saturdays, you know, we're open 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And on Saturdays, normally we have about 100, somewhere thereabouts. This Saturday we had 221.
Congratulations/condolences.
They were overworked. Bless our New Harmony was there actually on Saturday. And so they were thinking, you know, about 100 and they ended up being 221. It's like, wow. So I'm sure they were tired on Sunday. But we knew that our numbers would go up simply because we could barely seat 40 people in our old facility. So now we can seat 92 at one time. So it makes a huge difference in the number, how people can get in. And of course, we've had a fall break during this time. We've had a teacher conference, so lots of children. You know, we do the Food for Kids program as well, and we're doing close to 650 sacks a week. So we're just extremely busy. We're using every inch of that new facility, and we're just so thankful.
And how many years were you in your old house?
18 and a half years.
I knew it was approaching 20, but I wasn't sure how close.
We'll be going 19 years February 1st.
Wow.
It's wild.
Yeah. So you're comparing your move to your new location to, again, moving to a new house after you lived someplace for 18 years.
That's right. And so just like your house, it's taken us a while to try to get everything organized and pictures put up and all that kind of stuff. But this too will happen. So we're just thankful. And we're thankful for the United Way for all they do for us. I always tell people they do two things. They give us sustainability and accountability. And so I'm thankful for that. I wouldn't want to give my money somewhere where I didn't know where it was going and what it was doing. Maybe they'll do it for this, or, you know, maybe they're using it for that. But with the United Way, everyone, if you don't know, you should know exactly where your money's going, because we do reporting, we do applications. I mean, they know every cent that comes in and every cent that goes out.
And as far as the United Way portion of what you do, you and I have talked for probably every one of those 18 years.
Yep.
It's a matter of you know, those dollars. If it were not for those dollars, the mission would be vastly
well,
decreased.
Well, it would. I don't even like to think about what would happen if we didn't have it. But I can tell you that we could not be as successful as we are now, because those dollars go right into being able to have staff to prepare the food, clean the food, cut it up. We've done it for so long on so few people, but the volunteers in Bartlesville is really the lifeblood of Agape. Bartlesville is such a unique community. I have children that live in other communities, and Bartlesville has got some of the kindest, generous people that there is in Oklahoma, I believe, because they come over and they spend anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours with us when it's their time to work, and they don't care what they do. They mop floors, chop salad, serve drinks. It doesn't matter. They're just there to help, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, I just because I'm somewhat familiar with San Antonio, just because we've, you know, like five military bases there, you know, I can imagine what has gone on is in his former assignment. And yeah, a lot of things are going on. It's a major metropolitan area of a large state. You've got five military bases there. I think it used to be seven, but they've kind of combined and closed and everything else. But still, you know, that's a lot of paychecks, a lot of people to donate. You look at what goes on here in Bartlesville. I would imagine the percentage of donations that go into an organization like yours is higher.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're a town of what, 36,000 people,
yeah.
And to do what our agencies do in this community, and it's all directly because of the community's dollars that goes to United Way and comes to our organizations that we can do what we do. The poor is the poor. You know, when you've got problems, it's the same all across the nation. Whether you're in a big city or a small city, they're all the same, just not as many. You know, I've been all the way to Los Angeles, California, to the Dream Center. You know, they feed 1,500 people a day, three times a day. You know, so do we have the same thing and same problems here? Yes, just on a smaller scale.
Hypothetical situation. She comes to you and says, you got 3.5 million instead of the 2.4, whatever your goal is. All of a sudden, it's brained at 2.3 million.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, you got all these extra dollars. Sherry, what would you do with more money?
I'd buy more food. I'd hire a few more help, you know, because we're going to grocery stores 5 days a week. And basically what we do is we feed the community on what everybody else is going to throw away. Is that food still good? Yes. It's got 3 to 5 days of life left in it. It's still good. But instead of throwing it in the trash, they give it to us, and we can, you know, the thing is, if I'm not going to eat it, nobody's going to eat it, okay? And that's worked for almost 20 years, because I do, you know, I do eat it. And so with that, we take the food that other people's going to throw away and use it and make it good.
Yeah, and I know you get a lot of help from donors, from third parties, like you said, food that otherwise would have gone in the trash can.
That's right. So our local businesses, you know, we have two grocery stores that helps us. Sal's Daylight Donuts, bless his heart, he gives us donuts. You know, that's kind of our dessert. You
sure.
know, I mean, we have a main dish, a salad. It's a nutritious meal. You know, you probably couldn't buy it. It'd be $8 or $10 probably somewhere if you had to go buy it. But we're able to do it for free because of the United Way and the dollars in our community.
Yeah, it's so important. We have talked about your new location. We haven't actually told people where it is. I'm sure somebody said they moved.
Yeah, we're only a half a block away from where we were, which the location where we're at is very strategic. But we're in Westside Community Center's backyard. We're at 555 South Cass. And you'll still see it because we're still trying to get sawed down. So it's the one that has no grass right now. But hopefully we can get that in this week, and we'll have a little bit of green.
Well, I would say the next 24 hours would be an ideal time.
Yes, before it rains, and then it can rain all it wants to. Yeah.
But you do have another window later on in the week in case you don't get it done.
That's right. Well, we're just hoping we do.
Well, again, I want to go back to Salvation Army, same sort of thing. You know, all of a sudden, say, hey, I got all this extra money. Can you use it?
Oh, always. One of the things that we're looking to do is trying to expand the youth programming into a couple more of activities. We need help with somebody who can help with the music conservatory. We maybe pay somebody a little bit to help with that, but also bring in some more instruments. I think there's actually an amazing amount of volunteers that are willing to come and teach the kids their particular field of music. But it's one of those places where you say, you know, I may not be good at math, and that keeps me down in school, but you might have an aptitude for a guitar or a horn.
Yep.
That's a huge one, I think, that we can invest into, and has a long history in the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. Your musicians are fantastic.
Always. Yeah, and our poor staff, they work so hard and they do very well, and obviously I'd love to pay them all more, but there's so much more that we could do with the resources that are in the town, and if they were there, we'd be happy to serve more kids, add a couple more groups to our people, because right now we only have so many kids that we can handle with our child care policies.
So again, I want to get this texting program out one more time. If you would like to give by text $20 or $1,000, according to Sherry.
Yeah, to help these awesome organizations that you guys just heard from. So
how do you do it?
You text 41444 and you text BRU, B-R-U-W, and then it'll send you a link to where you can make your pledge. Anything counts.
And, of course, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, because you're always posting things like that. That was a brand-new post this morning.
It was.
I did check it, but it was around 6 o'clock this morning. It wasn't there yet.
Yes. Yeah, we just posted it around 8. So if you guys can check that. And then if you're downtown, you're shopping, and you have some change to spare, just put it in one of those buckets. It'll make a difference.
Your change for a change.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Community Connection this morning with at least a couple of voices from the United Way. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.